Well, good morning. Got a nice fresh coat of snow. Not a lot, but you know, not much.
Good morning. Well, fresh coat of snow last night, and here we go. Put a digital thermometer in here so they have a better idea. So temperature's actually 34, but below the surface. It's windy today, so that's, I'm feeling that on my face, but of course not down here, which is a mind trick, because if it's windy, it's cold and windchill. Well, not under here. Hi. Welcoming, loving presence. It's been something I've been working with. It's part of my practice. Connects to Rick Hansen, who wrote The Buddha's Brain and Neurodharma and lots of other things. He talks about it as let it be, let it go, and let it in. Welcoming, loving presence. So, not resisting, because I'm choosing to be in here. Welcoming, not resisting. Tapping into welcoming, loving presence that can be with life as it arises. And yes, there's this tingling happening in this moment of the skin, and it's a burning sensation, some parts. And yet, I'm also watching it all happen. And I can respond to it. And with welcoming, loving presence. And part of that welcoming, loving presence is being alert and kind to my body and knowing when it's time to get out. And also knowing how to push through a little bit into the next place. The next growth area. I'm seeing that this practice is allowing me, even throughout the day, it's changing some compulsivity patterns with me. It's helping me slow down and know I can get through this. Let me slow down and welcome what's in my body, deeply acknowledging what I'm feeling, letting it be. And then when it's time to let it go, letting it move through, and then letting it in. And it's really connected to how our nature works and how our breath patterns work. I'm constantly letting go, pause, receiving, letting it in, letting it be, in that moment between inhalation and exhalation, letting it go, letting it in. Seeing this a lot with just emotional patterns. Was feeling the other day like, what happened to Christmas break, and my kids are getting older. And in the past, it would have made me feel like almost panicky, like we're losing time. I just let that, deeply acknowledge this feeling of longing, and it was just almost instantly transformed into, I love my kids so much. I love being with them. So today, as I get out of bed, how is it that I can really meet them in the moment and be with them? Letting it be, acknowledging that feeling, letting it go, and then letting in this wisdom and love to be with them. And now wisdom and love is saying, my hands are feeling like this ice cube, and so it's time to move on out. Peace to you. Woo.